listener production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter with your local news briefing. Amnesty International is outraged over Queensland's changes to youth justice laws. Those changes include making breach of bail an offence for young offenders, lengthier jail terms for stealing a car, tougher penalties for teens who boast about their crimes on social media, and previous bail and criminal history to be taken into account at sentencing. Amnesty's Aboriginal advisor Rodney Dillon says more Indigenous people will now end up behind bars.
We know that keeping kids in detention is harmful towards them and it's harmful for the nation. But we keep doing it because it attracts votes, and some of those politicians are very lazy politicians and all they want to do is attract a few votes.
It's been a bit of a wet and windy night in the Whitsundays with a marine wind warning in place for Mackay region waters today. Gusts of 70 k's an hour have been recorded at Hamilton Island and Airlie Beach overnight, while we've seen gusts of almost 40 k's an hour in Mackay. Could the cost of rentals be capped? Well, that's what Queensland is proposing after a damning report found 300,000 people in our state were either homeless or paying more than 30% of their income on rent. However, the plan is being slammed this morning, with experts saying it could make vacancy rates even worse. And there's currently more than 55,000 library members in Mackay, according to council records. It's as the region's libraries delivered over 1,900 programs last financial year, loaning out 560,000 items. Taking a look at local sport now, final preparations are underway ahead of the AFL Mackay season starting this weekend. In the men's and women's comps, that'll see Bakers Creek host Mackay City Hawks, Eastern Swans take on the Whitsunday Sea Eagles, and North Mackay Saints play Mackay Magpies. And want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Mackay and Whitsunday's local news, and add to your favourites now.